what he's done for others, he'll do for you.
With arms wide open, he'll pardon you.
It is no secret what God can do.
City ways, going from the farm, a little high stepping won't do me no harm. I'm a taking city ways, but don't be too alarmed. After the weekend, I'll be.
Hey, this is Gordy Taft at CFRC. I came here to meet a friend. It's a man you listen to all the time, and I don't blame you. Take it over, John.
Going from the farm, a little high stepping won't do you no harm. I'm a taking city ways. But don't be too alarmed.
Now, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're also coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, where this is recorded weekly, and also covered over historic CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of Limestone City of Kingston, Ontario, as well as being heard on YouTube at Way Back with Johnny on YouTube, and also www.OshawaRocks.com. With all that mentioned, I would like to now salute one of the true friends of Gordy Taft's, who he knew back in the 1950s, right up to the day he died, Gordy did. With that, it's going to be a tribute to my first double feature today, and none other than Canada's country gentleman, Tommy Hunter. With that mentioned, let's remember Tommy here this morning with two of his classics. First will be The Man of 87, then we'll follow with another all-time timeless classic called Backward Glances Down a Country Road. With that, I'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening.
Grandpa had a piano, and it was built in 1904. Shipped down from Indiana back before the First World War. He'd sit down and crack his knuckles, put his glasses on his head. When he'd start to play, the cat would run and hide behind the bed. Well, his right foot stomped the pedal, and his left foot stomped the floor. His wrinkled hands would skip the keys that wouldn't play no more. He played Onward Christian Soldiers, and the window panes would shake. When the man of 87 played the old 88. The piano sat in the corner on a sagging hardwood floor. And on top was a crystal candy dish and a picture of the Lord. Baptist hymnal took its place above the keys. We'd take turns sitting by him. He'd nod, we'd turn the page. Well, his right foot stomped the pedal, and his left foot stomped the floor. His wrinkled hands would skip the keys that wouldn't play no more. He played Onward Christian Soldiers, and the window panes would shake. When the man, 87, played the old 88. The old piano's silent now. It don't ring with joy no more. Except sometimes when the cat jumps down, when there's someone at the door. Oh, I can see him in my memories with a smile upon his face. Sitting at that piano and singing Amazing Grace. When his right foot stomped the pedals and his left foot stomped the floor. His wrinkled hands
friends would skip the keys that wouldn't play no more. He played Onward Christian Soldiers, and the window panes would shake. When the man of 87 played the old 88. When the man of 87 played the old 88. Glances down a country road, the distant music that bids a soft farewell, and the old friends I remember, like the leaves in December, are all scattered down a country road. In the distance I can see the old home place, and my parents, the way they'll always be. But the wild grass grows over those fields I used to wander, as the years go by like in a dream. Backward glances down a country road, the distant music that bids a soft farewell, and the old friends I remember, like the leaves in December, are all scattered down a country road. Far away, I can hear the laughter fade. How it seems so near and yet so far. The good times and the places, the memories and the faces that made us what we were and what we are. Backward glances down a country road, the distant music that bids a soft farewell, and the old friends I remember, like the leaves in December, are all scattered down a country road. Backward glances down a country road.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to welcome Simbush the Wander Husky to our program this morning. With that mention, Simbush has her collection of great songs as recorded by Gordie Tapp, our true pioneer of country music in Canada. With that mention, let's pay tribute to a collection of songs that Simbush has picked for y'all. First of all, it's going to be If You've Got the Time, I've Got the Place. We'll then follow with another all-time classic, this time Don't Be Ashamed of Your Age, which was originally done by Ernest Tubb and Red Foley back in the 50s. And then we'll wrap up this set with another all-time classic, and that is taken off the old Country Family Reunion set called Many Others. With that, we'll dedicate these all in loving memory of our good friend, Gordie Tapp, and also say thank you, Simbush, for your contribution to today's program.
Got the time, I've got the place, the same old place, a shoulder for you to rest your head upon. You got troubles, I see it in your face, your beautiful face. If you've got the time, I've got the place. Oh, when you left me, I'd be here. Now you've left me and you need me, well, I'm here. When two lovers make up, crying's no disgrace, no disgrace. If you've got the time, I've got the place. Now you left me and you need me while I'm here. When two lovers make up, crying's no disgrace, no disgrace. If you've got the time, I've got the place. Come on over if you've got the time. I've got the place. Of your age, don't let the years get you down. That old gang you knew, they still think of you as a rounder in your own hometown. And when it comes to looking at gray hair, think of all the fun putting it there. From that old book of time, you've never skipped a page. Don't be ashamed of your age. Don't be ashamed of your age. The years get you down. Until you're 65, man, you're not alive. And then you really want to rock around. And when you're sitting home feeling bad, think of all the lovers that you've had. You've just graduated from that old sucker stage. Don't be ashamed of your age, my friend. Don't be ashamed of your age. I really mean it. Don't be ashamed of your
that's been bugging me for years, and at least it comes around to crying tears. Every time a show comes to our little town, you'll always find me backstage looking round. I got my autograph book in my hand. I ask each star and member of the band for the autograph that I have never got. Seems to me by now my patience is nearly shot. Many others is a girl who's been all around the world, though her name is always mentioned down below. Out in front the sign proclaims, up there with the big stars' names, Minneapolis is appearing on the show. I keep wondering, does she dance or does she sing? Is she just off stage there hiding in the wings? She married to a Grand Ole Opry star. Does she travel in a bus or Cadillac car? Andy Travis would be easier to see. She's been on shows with him, you will agree. I must have been asleep when she was on. Even Randy didn't know where she had gone. Any others is a girl who's been all around the world, though her name is always mentioned down below. Out in front the sign proclaims, up there with the big stars' names, many others is appearing on the show. I went up front and sat in the second row. Heard old Mike Snyder's picking his banjo. Archie Campbell was the last one on the stage. Folks around me said I blew into a rage. Many others is a girl who's been all around the world, though her name is always mentioned on. Buffalo. Out in front the sign proclaims, up there with the big stars' names, many others is appearing on the show. Thank you.
A lot of fun.
I left my home in Newfoundland many years ago, with my guitar on my shoulder, to do a country show.
Hello friends, this is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back.
I'm the singing Newfoundlander from the Isle of Newfoundland.
Well, yes, friends, following Simbush's top favorites there, we are once again back here on the Way Back Show, and with that mention, let's pay tribute to the segment I like to call the Great Canadian Northern Gems by even greater Canadian Northern Legends. With that mention, let's remember a collection of pioneers of Canadian country music here this morning. First of all, it's going to be a song going out to my good friend up there in Niagara Falls in Chippewa, Ontario. None other than Bob Gardner, who I spent some time with last weekend, had a great visit, and this is going to be a song that he was talking about to me by none other than the legendary Canadian plowboy Orville Prophet, and called Old Amos. We'll send this out to Bob today. Then we'll follow with another all-time classic, this time Alberta Skyline, by another friend of Bob's, and this is going to be the pride of Bentley, Alberta, Dick Dameron. And we'll wrap up this set with none other than the queen of Canadian country music, in my honest opinion, Miss Carol Baker, and her all-time signature song called One Is One Too Many. With that, I would like to say good morning to everybody up here in the North Country. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
I remember to this day when Amos went away to preach the word of God throughout the land. On back of an old buckboard were the Bibles of the Lord, and in his hand he held the burning sword. Right across this mighty nation, old Amos brought salvation into the people's homes and in the streets. He'd pass around the plate as he preached of love and hate. Your destiny will signify your fate. So did good old Amos. His word of God was spread across the land, and these God-fearing people, in a church without a steeple, in a canvas tent, they sang and clapped their hands. And they'd all sing together in the by and by, and how he carried his cross to Calvary. They named it, shook his hand, cried, "Jesus is our man, the carpenter who died for you and me." Now there's an end to this story. Old Amos went to glory, riding out in back of an old buckboard. And on his epitaph was a written paragraph: if you're ever up this way, look for me.
I've been hooked on California sunshine. I've been high on party dolls and wine. Home sweet home was anywhere I found it. Now Alberta's hanging heavy on my mind. And I'm heading for that old Alberta skyline. Lord, you know it's been a long, long time since I saw. Smile, felt her arms around me in the shelter of there's sunshine in my soul. Wake up to a brand new country morning. Find a way to make good times roll. I'm heading for that old Alberta skyline. Lord, you know it's been a long, long time since I saw her smile, felt her arms around me in the shelter. Can't afford no 747. Just let this lonesome highway take me home. I can see that old Alberta skyline. Feel that Rocky Mountain sunshine in my soul. And I'm heading for that old Alberta skyline. Lord, you know it's been a long, long time since I saw her.
Of God. I'm Carol Baker. You're listening to The Way Back with my good friend, Johnny Woodlock, on CFRC 101.9 FM. I know you're going to love the show.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to welcome our very special littlest member of our morning team to our program this day. With that mentioned, Gunny the Dash Hound has her collection of favorites as selected by her, but also played off the old Gordy Tapp collection. First of all, we're going to hear an all-time classic called Weakness in Your Man, but then follow with another all-time ballad called New Lips, and wrap up with this weekly selection as selected by Gunny the Dash Hound. With her weekly picks with an all-time classic called Streets of London, which is a song I never really understood until recently. And if you listen closely to the words, I believe you will understand the meaning of this song as well with that. We'll dedicate these all, as mentioned, to the memory of Gordy Tapp. Welcome in, friends, and thank you, Gunny, for your contribution to today's program.
Funny how you changed, it makes me wonder, have I ever really known you? How could you abuse and use the kindness and tenderness I've shown you? If I'd have known, then I'd have shown a strength on which our love could make a stand. But you've mistaken tenderness and kindness for a weakness in your man. I can give you anything if I know just what you're searching for. I can give you anything that any other man can give, and a little bit more. He may promise you this world, but I can give you everything he can. So don't mistake my tenderness and kindness for a weakness in your man. I can live my life alone in walls of stone behind some lonely cell. No man is going to steal the love I own and ever live the tale to tell. So don't forget the vows you made, and don't remove that little golden band. And don't mistake my tenderness for any signs of weakness in your man. No, don't mistake my tenderness for any signs of weakness in your man. These are new lips. They're not your lips, but they kiss me the way yours used to do. These are two arms, they're not your arms, but they'll hold me until I'm over you. Makes no difference who I find to love me, just as long as as they take you from my mind. Anymore, I just don't care who holds me. I run to the nearest one I find. They're not your lips, but they kiss me the way yours used to do. These are two arms, they're not your arms, but they'll hold me until I'm old. Yes, they'll hold me until I'm over you. Have you seen the old man in the closed down market picking up the papers with his worn out shoes, arms hanging by his side, love light died in his eyes, yesterday's papers bearing yesterday's news? How can you tell me you're alone? Say for you the sun don't shine. Let me take you by the hand, lead you through the streets of London. I will show you something to make you change your mind. In the all-night cafe, about a quarter past 11, same old man sits there on his own, viewing the world or the rim of his teacup. Each cup lasts an hour, then he wanders home alone. Tell me you're lonely, and say for you the sun don't shine. Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I will show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old girl who walks the streets of London? Dirt in her hair and her clothes in rags. She don't stop for talking, she just keeps on walking, carrying her belongings into carrier bags. How can you tell me you're lonely, and say for you the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I will show you something to make you change your mind. Change your mind.
Just a countryside story full of sunshine and glory. Won't you come everybody. This is Wayne Rostead, and you're listening to Way Back, my good friend Johnny Woodlock.
I'll let a stranger go visit a neighbor and love everybody, cause they all love you.
Now, friends, I'd like to pay tribute to the second half of this interview, or rather visit, with Gordy Tapp, my late father, Papa Willoughby, and myself from 2016. With that mentioned, this interview, or visit, as I would rather like to call it, was a visit when Gordy Tapp, the great Canadian pioneer, welcomed us into his home in Burlington, Ontario. With that mentioned, this was October of 2016. Sadly, Gordy was gone by December of 2016. With that mentioned, remember that this is also a very unedited and unenhanced version of this interview and visit, as originally it was recorded with the microphone sitting on the table and all three of us sitting around it. With that, I do hope y'all enjoy this. And with that, we would also like to follow this interview or visit with an all-time classic as recorded by Gordy Tapp as his character Cousin Clem, and called Taken City Ways. With that, let's turn back the years now, 10 years ago, to October of 2016.
First time I met you was in 1975, let's say. It's called Lansdowne, Ontario. You did a fair there one night about 45 years ago, or whatever. And you were talking to me. I had a booth in there. I was selling little knickknacks and stuff, handmade crafts and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You talked to me for about half an hour. You were driving a white vehicle at that time. And you pulled in this car by yourself. And anyhow, you came into the hall and where the crafts and all that stuff were. And anyhow, we talked for about half an hour or so. I was about 15, 16 years old, and everybody said, after you left, do you know who you were just talking to? Do you know who you were just talking to? A star of the Hee Haw Show. Gordy Tapp.
I got to tell you a joke you'll love. The knock on a man's door, he went to the door, and there's a fellow standing there, and he said, can I help you? The guy said, yeah, I'm a handyman, and I'm canvassing this area to see if anybody wants anything done. Yeah, he said, well, what, do you paint? Oh, yes, he said, I paint. Well, he said, in my garage, there's a gallon of green paint and two size brushes. Take it and go around the back and paint my porch. And when you finish, come and tell me, and I'll pay you for your time. So that's it, okay. He's gone for a couple of hours to get back. You done already? Oh, yeah. How much do I owe you? Oh, he said, $25. That was only a couple of hours. And the man began to rub his hands. He said, what are you going to do now, sir? He said, I'm going to run back and see my freshly painted Porsche. He said, I got news for you, Mac. That's not a Porsche. It's a BMW.
Thought the guy said Porsche.
Mess.
That's cute. We liked the one when you were 89 years old on this video one I got on you. And anyhow, it was some show you didn't think was really going to do good, and it did good. In Winnipeg, or in Manitoba.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what the name of that town was. But anyhow, one of the jokes you were talking about was a woman's bra or something like that. Or,
a woman's bra.
Or something like that, yeah. That's back five,
yeah,
6 years.
Yeah, there's many of them you can't
That's, I don't know if I even got my phone on in there. I don't have my phone on me to show you the one. It was an outside show. And anyhow, the name of the town started with an N.
No, it was 2012, I believe.
Yeah, something like that. 2012 or something like that. But anyhow.
The cup size.
What's that?
The cup size.
Yeah, something like that or whatever.
I'll give you an idea how difficult it is to remember. I did 27 tours around the world.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing.
I had tea with Indira Gandhi.
Yeah, that was...
I did a clown performance for Prince Philip.
Uh-huh.
I am the Canadian, addressed the Rural Caucus of the United States General Assembly in Washington the day after Ronald Reagan was shot.
Well, you've been busy.
What else did they do?
You also got the Canada, the, what's that called?
The Order of Canada.
I got the Order of Canada, the Order of Ontario, the Order of Saskatchewan, the Queen's Jubilee Medal, and the Queen's Empire.
That's what I mean. It's amazing.
And yesterday was the first time I ever wore them.
Is that right? Oh, you were at something yesterday, weren't you?
Function, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For the Navy.
Yeah.
Prince Philip was funny. I liked him. I was coming back from Winnipeg. It was midnight. I came on the, 11:30 actually. It's called the Red Eye, and it comes straight back to Toronto. I got on the plane, and I'm sitting there, first class. A man got on, sat down beside me. He was wearing an Air Canada captain's outfit. He said to me, "You're Gordy Tapp," and I said, "I am." He said, "You did a show for Prince Philip, didn't you?" And I said, "Yeah, how did you know?" Well, he said, I knew about you, and I talked to him, and he mentioned that you did a show. And I said, "That's interesting." He said, "I knew that he was a pilot, so I arranged for him to fly." And he said, "I couldn't believe him. He never asked any questions. He just took over and did everything, and he was right." He said, after about an hour and a half, I took him and got him in the back seat. And he said, my first officer said to him, "Your Highness, do you think Her Majesty would like to come forward and see the cockpit?" And he said, Prince Philip said, "If it doesn't eat hay or smell of horseshit, I don't think she'd be interested."
That sounds like him. Yeah. Well, that sounds...
He's a nice guy. I got a great kick out of him.
Yeah, that sounds like him.
I must ask you, what is your opinion on modern country music?
Shit.
Yeah.
No, I've never, and don't even listen to it anymore.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't either.
It's time.
Yeah.
The kids today, all they have is an iPad in their hand.
Yeah.
They don't look at or listen to anything. It's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the change
mm-hmm.
in the time that I was in it. Television today is the worst piece of shit ever on the planet.
Yeah.
I mean, this American election
mm-hmm.
is interesting, but you get bored with the same thing over and over again. If it's not girls dancing and shaking their tits and screaming.
Yeah.
It's a race across Canada.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
There's no, you see, even in your time, we had Ed Sullivan, Red Skelton, all kinds of shows that introduced the stars like Perry Como and things.
Yeah.
It's none of that today. There's no entertainment at all.
No,
that's what he's into.
Yeah, it's all the old stuff like Hee Haw and Grand Ole Opry.
He had Red Sullivan on coming up here.
Red Skelton. Who was the radio?
Red Skelton you had on. Red Skelton you had on coming up here yesterday.
It's wonderful when you think back to the people you worked with.
Exactly. I tell you another thing, Gordy, is, as he will tell you, remember Grant Turner?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I was born within minutes of him passing away the same day. Yeah,
I remember Grant.
Same year, same month, or whoever is Grant Turner.
I did the Opry a lot, of course. Archie was on it full time, and he'd always call me in. Roy Tuff yelled at me one night and said, "I want you on the show, Gordy. There's 12 buses from Canada over here."
Mm-hmm.
So there were a lot of Canadians.
Yeah.
But I was lucky to do all that.
Yeah.
I've worked with two favorite people, Perry Como and Nat King Cole.
Okay.
Just delightful people.
Yeah.
Worked with a lot of others.
What was your favorite thing about Nat?
About what?
Nat King Cole.
Oh. We sat in a room like this waiting to go on. He smoked a package of cigarettes.
Oh.
That's what killed him.
Yeah.
But he was a nice man. I liked Nat. I worked with him on several occasions. But I remember we were playing. He came to Guelph and we played in a place. I've forgotten the name of it now. But he said, I said, I can't use this piano, the damn thing. He says, nothing's working right. So I went to the owner and I said, Nat's having trouble with the piano. He came out and opened up the beer bottles out and beer.
Oh, wow.
I'll never forget that.
Uh-huh.
He said, I've played in places before, but this is too much.
Give a great big round of applause to his first appearance on the Great Van Opera, to Cousin Clem.
Thank you. Hold it, Davy. Hold it. Chisa, I want to thank you for bringing me out after those two youngins. That's like having a sardine sandwich after a Texas steak, ain't it? Weren't they good?
Okay.
I'm taking city ways, going from the farm, a little high steppin' won't do me no harm. I'm taking city ways, but don't be too alarmed. After the weekend, I'll be back in the barn. I went to an emporium, a place where they sell clothes. Men, they get their fancy ties, and women get them hose. I bought myself some underwear, but I didn't know the score. Every time I tried it on, I fell through that trap door. I'm a-taking city ways, going from the farm, a little high-stepping won't do me no harm. I'm a-taking city ways, but don't be too alarmed. After the weekend, I'll be back in the barn. Pick one now. Bought myself a two-pant suit with a little checkered vest. Every time I put it on, I'm sure I look my best. I like to go out dancing, but I couldn't take the chance. Friends, you know how hot it gets when you wear two pair of pants. I'm a-taking city ways, going from the farm, a little high-stepping won't do you no harm. I'm a-taking city ways, but don't be too alarmed. After the weekend, I'll be back in the barn. Hi, diddy, 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 diddy.
Thank you.
Following that interview and visit with our dear friends, Gordy Taft, my late father, Papa Willoughby, with an all-time classic. As patriotic as Gordy Taft was, he also recorded some great patriotic-style songs, especially a song called We Are Canadian. With that, I would like to pay tribute to Gordy with this all-time classic, and also mention that Gordy was a great supporter of the Snowbird Foundation, having done shows for them over the years and stuff. That, of course, is the people from Canada that went south in the winter. I know there's still a lot of them, even despite the fact that our countries are not seeing eye to eye right now. But with that mentioned, we would like to dedicate this to our snowbirds out there who still love the Southland. With that, we'll also dedicate this to the memory of Gordy Taft and all the great work he did with the Snowbird Foundation. With that, welcome in, friends. Now here is a song for us proud Canadians.
It seems like only yesterday Canada was born. She laughed and sang some more, not thinking she would mourn the wars in far-off distant lands that seemed so far away. And then she thought what lay ahead and not of yesterday. So here we are, Canadians from sea to sea, from mountains high and rivers free. We started small, but growing quickly every day. We're Canada, and Canada will stay. Two countries founded Canada, swore she would be great. They worked together side by side and soon would celebrate their culture and their heritage. Their courage, it was strong. With faith and love and gratitude, their voices raised in song. So here we are, Canadians from sea to sea, from mountains high and rivers free. We started small, but growing quickly every day. We're Canada, and Canada will stay. Time has come, time has gone, Canada has grown. The neighbors to the south of her, the best she's ever known. They like to visit back and forth, as friends so often do. And when they have their problems, they talk their troubles through. So here we are, Canadians from sea to sea, from mountains high and rivers free. We started small, but growing quickly every day. We're Canada, and Canada will stay. We're Canada, and Canada will stay.
I'm standing Nova Scotia proud for Canada. This is Anne Murray. Early in my career, I received a lot of pressure to move to the U.S., but I just couldn't do it. Canada was my safe haven, my light at the end of the tunnel, and it still is. Buy Canadian. Shop as if your country depends upon it. Keep your money in Canada for Canada.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the second hour of the Way Back with Johnny Show. With that mention, I would like to pay tribute to another collection of sacred gospel-inspired songs. And mention that, first of all, we're going to pay tribute to the legendary king of country music, Roy Acuff, and his all-time classic called Jesus Died for Me. We'll then follow with Louis Marshall Jones, forever beloved as Grandpa Jones, and Old Camp Meeting Time. We'll wrap up this set with none other than Gordy Tapp once again in his version of the Hank Williams classic called I Saw the Light. With that, I hope you all stay around for one more hour of great country classics here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Jesus died, Lord, me long ago. All other hills have gone away. He was tortured and slain. God bless his holy name. Jesus died. I remember how my Savior died. He died there on the cross so this world would not be lost. Jesus died for me long ago. Jesus died. Suffered there, the Holy One so dear, so that you and I could live. I tried to repay for his sufferings on that day. Jesus died for me long ago. Jesus died.
Jesus died for me long ago. All the hills are far away.
He was tortured and slain. God bless his holy name. Jesus died.
Long ago.
Jesus died for me long ago. Jesus died.
Long ago, when but a boy, at old camp meeting time, how my heart would leap with joy to hear the old bell chime, calling all the saints of God into the house of prayer. Oh, such praying, singing, shouting, for the Lord was there. I like the old time preaching, praying, singing, shouting. I like the old time reading of God's word.
Sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered alone, worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then, like a blind man, God gave me sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. A fool to wander and stray. Straight is the gate and narrow is the way. Now I have traded the